Hi, this is Bree, and this episode I am going to give my thoughts on Final Fantasy 15, which has been out since November 29th. This is the first Final Fantasy that I had completely played through. My other experiences with Final Fantasy was 13, 10, and Taipichou. I want to say with all of them, I played about all three of those games. I played about half an hour or hour or so. And just like, I don't know, with those games, like, they were pretty alright from what I played, but it just didn't grab my attention like how with Final Fantasy 15 has. So, yeah, I like to consider 15 to be my actual first Final Fantasy game. I want to say I really enjoy the game. Like, the graphics are so pretty and wonderful and lovely. I like the story, even though that there, I want to say at some points they could have like dove into it a little bit more, especially I want to say chapter 10 on. Yeah, like with that they could have kind of told the story a little bit more and gave some better depth into it. Other than that, I really enjoyed the overall story of these four guys and one of them being a prince and having to go marry this girl in a different country so their countries can combine. And yeah, and on the way the dad of the prince is killed, and with him like losing his father and the four guys' hometown is basically destroyed, they have to go back and try to fight to take back what is Prince Noctis's rightful place. So I found that was kind of it's kind of like interesting in a way, but it's kind of hard to describe. It's interesting, but kind of like done a bit about how, I don't know, it's just like a different outtake, I think, the classic, oh, somebody's hometown got destroyed, let's go back and fight off the people who done it type of thing. I want to say, honestly, I love the characters. The four boys, guys, I love them. I love them all. Noctis, he gives that little brother type of feel off of him. And it's like you love him. He's so cute and sweet. But then those times like, yeah, keep you a joke, kind of like a little brother type of thing. Yeah. And then there's Gladio, which is like big strong dude who has to kind of like protect everybody type of thing. And then Ignis, which is this smart, brainy, almost butler type of dude with him driving around and cooking at the campfires and all that. And then there's sweet, crazy little hypo, Ponto. It's so cute, and yeah. Cindy. I love a little accent. I love a little personality. But it's like, come on now. You guys could put a little bit more clothes on. Just a little teeny tiny bit. Was it Luna Frey? Oh, I love Luna Frey. She's probably my favorite female in the game. Cause she embodies this like strong woman character that like I hardly see in video games anymore. And to me she's kinda like I would want her to be like a role model figure to girls everywhere to be like, yeah, you can kick butt and still be a strong, independent type of girl. Let's see. Well, yeah, I don't know what to say. Overall, I want to say the game, I want to say it's, to me, it's the best, or my top pick for best game of the year. Because usually once I like beat a game, it's like, yeah, I'm done. It's like next, it's like, oh, let's go to the next game then. But like with Final Fantasy 15, it's like I beat it like a week ago. And it's like, and I'm still playing it. It's like I'm still doing little side quests and all that. And it's like, every day, that's all I think about is playing Final Fantasy 15. And I haven't seen that since last year when I got Fallout 4. And yeah, it's a very good game. If I'm sitting here like still playing it after, even though it's like, yeah, I beat the main story. It's like, to me, I'm like, I guess I want to keep on playing it because of the DLCs that are coming out for Gladius, Ponto, and Ignis. You get to play as them. And I guess I just want to level up and try to be as strong as I can for when those DLCs come out and we can actually sit down and play as them. Plus, I just want to sit there and be strong enough to where I can, actually sit there and be that anima tortoise. Yeah, that giant mountain turtle. Yeah, I want to beat him. That is like my, right now, that is my main goal, is to get strong enough to I can beat him. It won't take like 5 hours just to beat him. And also, I'm trying to see if I can find the royal tombs. But, yeah, that's kind of further down on my list right now. But, yeah, when I, beat the game, I was at level 44. I just made level 49 about a little while ago. So I'm slowly getting up there in levels. But I just wanted to say, yeah, Final Fantasy has been my favorite game so far this year. And I usually don't do game reviews. And yes, I may sit here and actually do a game review. That game, yeah, is saying something that, yeah, it's that good. Because I found, like, I'm very picky about games. And if they don't grab my attention, then, yeah, I'm just going to be like, yeah, let me leave that alone for a while. Yeah. But like I said, Final Fantasy 15, that has really grabbed my attention. And that's all I've been doing past couple weeks, game-wise, is playing that game. And I just really like that game, and it's like almost 2 o'clock in the morning when I'm doing this, so I'm sitting here trying to figure out what to say, and how. Yeah, one more I can say. So that's why I'm kind of feel like I'm rambling on, is because like so late at night, and I'm trying to figure out what I'm trying to say, and it's like I'm tired. So yeah, forgive me if I sound like I'm rambling. So yeah. But yeah, I figure I'll give you guys my little thoughts on it and how much I really enjoyed it. I hope for the DLCs that they give better insight or more depth to the story, because like I said earlier, how like after chapter 10, kind of feels like, yeah, they could have written that a little bit better. So yeah, I hope they kind of give more insight in the DLCs. And I hope the DLCs kick butt. Because if they're half as good as the game itself without the DLCs, then I feel like it's gonna be really cool and awesome. So yeah, I guess those are my thoughts and hopes for the game. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Welcome to My Game Soul Podcast. Your hosts are Bree and Jeremy. Every week we will talk about our gaming experiences and whatever gaming news we might have. So tune in every week. And you can also chat with us at Twitter at MyGamingSoul1, on Facebook at facebook.com/MyGamingSoul, on Instagram at MyGamingSoul, twitch.tv/MyGamingSoul. You can email us at MyGamingSoul@gmail.com. You can find us on the web at MyGamingSoul.wordpress.com. Or you can tweet at us at our individual Twitters. Mine is at Bree Thibodeau. Jeremy's is at darkness79996. Oh, you can also find us on iTunes. Search for My Gaming Soul.